Out of all of this, there's a skill set that's within you. Have you identified what that powerful skill set is to, that has contributed to your success?
I believe in myself. Mm. There's certainly times that I've doubted myself, and you know, those are those battle scars. We make mistakes.
We gotta have them.
You gotta have them. I think if you make a mistake and it's based on the information you had at the time, and it was the best decision, but it still fell short,
sure,
then you shouldn't feel bad about it. But you have to believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. No one else is going to believe in you if you do not.
Everybody, I'm Nicole Miller, and you're listening to the Construction Influencer Podcast, where we talk about construction, leadership, sales, and best of all, we connect with leaders in our industry that inspire and influence people every single day. Today, I'm here with Joe Martino, COO of Upright Construction. I met Joe back in 2016,
yeah.
I believe. You were with Balfour Beatty. And we had a common client. Thank you for that client, by the way, because they came from you.
Oh.
We had a client that, and I remember that breakfast specifically because you sat down next to me and we were at breakfast and you said, you leaned over and you said, I don't introduce my clients to anybody. And I responded with something like, well, I can't wait to meet them. And then there we were in CIM's doors working on that project. And then he shifted over to Shangri-La where he was responsible for basically the transformation of that company, mm-hmm. going from tenant improvement to more ground up construction.
Right.
And here I am in your office at Upright.
Yes.
And it's an honor to be here.
Honored for you to be here.
Thank you for having me. And just talk a little bit about Upright, the projects that you work on, the ideal client, how long you've been here. It's been a short period of time, but let's hear it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot like previous companies, you know, Upright has been around a long time, but it was kind of more self-serving, so for clients here and there, not really out in the market, pushing the business and building the business, you know, competitively against other organizations. January 2nd, I guess, was my first day.
Of 2020?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what are we in? September?
September 2nd of 20, same year.
Yep.
So not that long ago, a lot of things transpire, right? A lot of things happen. Again, it's more of taking a TI specific organization and molding it into a full service general contractor.
Yeah.
Without losing the intimacy of the tenant improvement relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never want to lose sight of how the company came to be.
Absolutely.
But if you want to grow, then sometimes you have to change the players and you have to change the business plan. It's no different than a pro professional team changing the playbook.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a playbook reshuffle. And in a very short amount of time, I think, you know, if we jump into, you know, revenue earnings, it's probably 700%. In 8 months.
Unbelievable.
Mm.
And how?
Well, you know, it takes a lot of good people. And it takes people buying into a vision that, you know, the board and the investors that believed in me, having that same vision. You have to have the common goal and you have to have the common agenda.
Yeah.
And sometimes you go through a lot of people to get there.
You sure do. So you talked about changing the players.
Mm-hmm.
How many players did you have to change to get where you are now, hopefully with everybody in alignment in the vision?
Quite a few.
A lot.
Yeah, it's painful. But you know, that's, you can stay a small company with the group you have, or you can build it into a large organization. And, you know, hopefully some of those folks, you find a place for them.
Yeah.
And they continue to add value and you value them. For most of the people that were with the company when it started. They're not here.
They're not here.
You know, they get it. You know, the business outgrew them, mm-hmm. and so you help them find a new home, and you keep moving forward.
And then in that process of those people leaving and finding a new place to be, you bring new people in. Talk me through how you get that new team, because they haven't been here. They don't know anything about Upright. How do they get on board with you and the rest of the leadership team?
Well, you always try to hire people that you've been successful with in the past, right? Mm-hmm. That's not a secret. I mean, in our business, relationships are everything, and past performance. You know, what you did yesterday doesn't have a lot to do with what you're doing today or what
so
you're going to do tomorrow.
Absolutely.
But it being in construction, you always measure from the past.
Yeah.
It's always a past performance. So you start there and you start reaching out and you start, you know, cultivating those relationships. And you can only hope that a few strategic people along the way that helped you be successful in the past are willing to do it again.
Yeah.
And with that, you fill in with the best talent you can find.
Which is always a challenge, right?
Always a challenge.
Just finding that talent and then keeping that talent, keeping mm-hmm. them inspired, keeping them on path with the mission that you have here at Upright, and, mm-hmm. and you know, keeping that whole thing together. That's a whole separate conversation in how to keep people here and happy, right? But more importantly, what I would love to have you talk about is how you took Upright from where it was when you started here to the Upright that it is today.
Sure. Well, first, it wasn't just me.
Of course.
So it's you know, I just happened to be the one sitting here telling the story, but there was a lot of people behind me that made it happen, right? And that's the way it is. You know, being a good leader, you understand and you value the people that, you know, report to you and work with you. So, you know, it starts with transparency, and they need to buy into the vision, and the vision includes a business plan. It includes the culture, core values, and a mission statement. Mm-hmm. So we redid it all, and we redid it all with the input of the people that we compiled that we feel were the right choices to build this business. So once they're bought into that, and they know they had a say in the brand and everything else that goes along with it, then you can go to work.
Okay, so I want to pause here because I think that oftentimes as leaders, we think it's a great idea to create the mission statement. We have core values, right? A lot of times they're created by somebody up here and then they're just served to the rest of the team to get on board or don't, right? So what I think I'm hearing you say is that they were part of that whole process so that they could actually feel like they had contribution into what the vision and core values are?
Absolutely.
Makes a huge difference.
How many companies do you walk in the door and they have their mission statement on the wall and 90% of the employees don't even know what it says?
A lot. They even have a mission statement.
It was done in a vacuum.
Yeah.
How can you put core values together if you're not getting what's so important from your employees that are out there making it happen every day?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's where we started.
That's the foundation.
It's the foundation.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it sounds solid. Okay,
it's
so
solid.
From there, you set your foundation, mission, core values, everybody's on board. Mm-hmm. What's next?
Executing the plan. And you have to understand, the plan, it's just like a playbook. If the play doesn't work, change the play. Mm-hmm. But you have to stay true to a certain point, right? So it is at the end of the day, there's one person that's making the ultimate decisions on the tough things. That happens to be me on the operational side of the business, right? I have people to report to, investors and partners.
Yeah.
So you try to execute the plan and you make the changes as you see fit. You include the key people in that strategy update.
Such a big word, include.
You have to.
Absolutely.
This is not a factory where it's automated, mm-hmm. and there's only a couple of us that, you know, let's change the equipment out.
Yeah.
We're dealing with human beings, people that you value, you're paying real salaries for, that have the experience and knowledge that you've entrusted to bring on board to represent that brand.
Yeah.
let them do their job. All they need is a playbook.
Yeah.
Where are the parameters? Give them the direction.
Yep.
It's my job to make sure they have all the tools necessary to execute, you know, the plan.
When you came here, were the tools necessary? Did you have to bring on a bunch of new stuff to make sure that everybody had the tools to do their job well?
We dumped everything and
started all over fresh.
Mm-hmm. It's a different dynamic. It's a different organization.
Yeah.
And there were struggles, even at the highest level.
What's the biggest one?
People get nervous. Oh, the biggest one is, let's see. Well, we've never done it like that.
Oh, change, right? People don't want to do things because they've always done it this way. And we know how that goes. You do what you always do.
Operating systems. But we bought these. Yeah, they don't work.
Right.
They're not the right ones. The investment. Takes money to make money.
Mm-hmm.
It takes patience.
But how do you overcome all of those? Because they're valid points, right?
You keep driving home. You brought me here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is I've done this before. This is what works. I'm open for suggestions. Show me if you have a better way or a better process or a better system that you want to bring in. But right now, these are the base systems that we need to get up and running and to really be competitive and be where everybody is in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And when they really take a step back and they're okay with, okay, let's agree. You first have to agree the systems you have don't work.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's one, right? Okay, good. It might have some kicking and screaming, but we're in agreement.
There's some kicking and screaming for sure. But at the end of the day, it's funny. I just came from a meeting and we were just laughing about where we were in January and where we are today.
Yeah.
And what our issues are in the meeting today
versus what they were.
And it's about how do we do all the work now, rather than where are we going to get the work?
Uh-huh. You totally flipped the conversation.
It's a complete flip.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got the plan executed, everybody's on board, you've identified some of the bugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
The people push back on change, which is human behavior, mm-hmm. right? It's something different. You've got all of that worked out. You execute the plan, you're in execution, and you're doing what you say you're going to be doing. And then what?
This is the rub is you don't get comfortable on what you're doing right now. It's what are we going to be doing 2 years from now?
Yeah.
So we have we had an immediate plan. And then you always, you know, business plans used to be 1, 3, and 5 years.
Yeah.
Anybody puts a 5-year business plan together in construction and you think you're spot on, you're a better person than me because it changes so fast. So we try not to look so far ahead that we lose sight of where we are right now.
Yeah.
But we know what we have right now will start to kind of round off at some point, whether it's 24 months, 30 months. We owe it to ourselves to take the tools we have right now today that we've all agreed this is what we're using and get out there and start, cultivating other relationships.
Mm-hmm. How do you go about that?
Well, you take the work we're doing mm-hmm. with the people we're doing it with and doing it well, and it's an easy story when you're sitting in front of, you know, big fives and big tens, you know, big organizations that are expanding and doing these things, then we can provide that service.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how we're providing it now.
You've got the best practice story, right?
Best practices and the right people and the support of the clients that are like, love the process, easy, not your typical construction group. This really is transparent and open.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go into a little bit about the daily practices that you have in place to make sure that you're on target for, we'll talk about whatever is next for Upright in a little bit, but what daily practices could you share with somebody that's looking to what was your number? 700%?
Yeah, 600-700%.
I mean, who does that? First of all, Joe does that. I'm just going to call you like Joe the Transformer.
Well, again, it's not just me. There's there's a lot of people behind me, with me, that make it happen. I just happen to be the one sitting here today conveying the message.
Yeah.
My day, I mean, I try to stay in touch with my management group on a real level, not just a report to me level, sure. but a, you know, how are we doing today? How are you? You know, across the board. And then, you know, I'm a big one on stay in your lane.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have an organizational chart.
Yeah.
And we talk about it a lot. It's a very flat organizational chart.
Uh-huh.
Less is better.
Yes.
There's more transparency, no room to hide. You can't just exist. You have to perform. You have to add value. And the people that truly want to do that, it's very easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, my everyday, you know, processes are having those conversations.
The engagement.
Not through emails, not through text messages, having the one-on-ones. I do a lot of one-on-ones at all levels.
Mm-hmm.
I try to, when it's off the management level to the more of the project-specific level people, it's not about a job. It's about them.
Mm.
How are you today? So many organizations never ask their employees on a one-on-one, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
How's that job going? I can get the job report.
Yeah.
I have plenty of people to tell me it's on, it's off, where whatever it is. That's not what this is. This one-on-one is no agenda. I don't go in with an agenda. And at first, they're a little on edge. It's like, what did I do? You didn't do anything. Well, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about you.
Yeah, it's engaging with your team members,
mm-hmm.
right? And as we have these conversations with leaders, that is one thing that stands out so strongly in our conversation is that we all recognize that it's about our people.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to show them that we care. And those exact interactions that you have with your people are why they stay here.
Right.
Because they can go. There's lots of GCs to work for.
You know, there's always people throwing money.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether it's $5,000, $10,000, you know, we're deaf tone to that.
Yeah.
We're hiring for the long term. If you want a long term, you know, experience, then in Europe, you're someone that can produce, then we're going to come for you.
Absolutely.
You know, and so that's really my day. And, empowering people, mentoring. Mentoring's a big deal. You know, it's not do it because I want you to do it. Do it because these are the impacts
mm-hmm.
that you could potentially have, both positive and negative.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that brings you back it brings you back to the core of Upright, which is your vision and your core values,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you have such a strong foundation of what the vision and your core values are, and it spreads through this office. Right? Everybody stands on that same foundation.
Right.
It's easy for you then to have the conversations of, it's not about why we do this, or it's not about why do you have to do this? It's because this is who we are as a company, and it's in alignment with who we say we are as a company.
Right.
So to be able to lead at that level is an accomplishment, because that doesn't happen in all companies. It doesn't happen that the foundation is so securely set that that's why people want to do a task, because it's part of who we say we are, and that's
right.
why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to you for that type of leadership, because
well,
it doesn't happen, and everybody else here too, because as you said, it's never just you, it's never the CEO, it's always the people that make the company who and what it is.
Right.
If you could give a tip of advice to anybody that's looking to be a COO similar to your career path, again, it's been 30 years, so it's been a ride, right?
Yeah.
What would be your number one tip to somebody that's looking to succeed the way that you have?
You know, I don't know if there's any one tip, but I can tell you that just from all the scars I have and the things that I've done wrong, ego is a big one.
Yeah.
You got to leave it at the door.
Yeah.
You really, truly need to look at yourself and just say, it's not what I want to do, but it's best for the company and the organization that has shown faith and trust in me. And I'm getting behind this 100%.
Yeah.
Because those people out there that think that their hidden agenda does not telegraph through, they're kidding themselves. And that's why a lot of people stall in the roles that they're in. Management can see through that.
Mm-hmm.
We can see through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of those people. in my younger years. I mean, it was, I don't want to do that, but okay, I'll go along. You know, it was, you know, what do they say? Talk the walk.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was only doing 50%
sure.
of it. And when I truly understood what that really meant, then things really started to happen.
You said something that caught my attention in that we can identify it, right? When somebody's agenda isn't truly what our agenda is.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I might be looking for something different, but how do you know?
You know, I think that comes with all the battle scars and the,
yeah.
and surrounding yourself with people that truly are committed
mm-hmm.
and those who tell you they are.
But through their actions?
Through there's a lot of, yeah, you just know.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because you come across people, you know, in their years of being in the business, and they come in and they want a position that you would think by then that they had elevated.
Right.
And so it allows me never to lose sight of those mistakes I've made.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of them. And I don't know of anybody that has any kind of success that hasn't realize that.
Yeah.
And I think in our business in construction, you know, our legacy is what we've left behind as a group.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of anybody that doesn't drive through LA and go, I built that building.
I know.
Whether they were a carpenter or they were the senior superintendent, whatever they are, that's all you can ever ask for is being proud of what you do.
Yeah.
But that common goal and agenda has to, at the highest level, you really need to be true with yourself.
Absolutely. And because you brought it up and it's powerful, what is the legacy that you want to leave?
Whew. I don't know. I mean, that I was fair. I added value. That I valued the people that I was able to empower. That the people that believed in me, said, yeah, he was what he said he was.
Mm-hmm.
And, at the end of the day, it's you walk out the door at some point and you know you've left the business with people that have the same experience and core values and knowledge that this business will carry on long after I'm gone.
Absolutely. That brings up another good point.
Yeah.
In that, how do you and the team prepare the next generation to take this business to what's next?
I started the day I came in.
Talk to me about it.
Well, in the process of, you know, interviewing and coming on board, part of my agreement, not only did I write the CEO's roles and responsibilities in my letter that they would have to agree to this, but that I would have to identify the person as I came in that would be potentially the right person to take over
mm-hmm.
when I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not a 1 year, it's not a 2 year. It happens when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't just put an ad in the paper.
And go, he looks, sounds like the right guy.
Yeah. A lot of companies do that and they keep changing. Person the last 2 or 3 years,
mm-hmm.
my commitment to the people that created this business, that put their time, energy, and support it and believe in me was, this is going to be a process. And, you know, if we find the person that, you know, we feel is the person isn't, then we move on to the next and what we build within.
Absolutely.
That is the idea.
And that again creates an environment for your team to know that
mm-hmm.
there is a development. There's development to get to what's next for them personally and professionally.
Right.
And you can never go wrong with that. When people know that they have room to grow within a company, it creates all kinds of great things for the team members. So
yeah, it's empowering.
What's next for Upright?
You know, we want to kind of level off.
Mm-hmm.
We have put so many people together from other organizations. We're all on the same page. We're all with the same vision. Let's run for a while.
Yeah.
You know, let's just run for a while. And as we need to add or adjust, we'll do that. But we have key clients right now that we just want to service. We want to service better than anyone else. And we want to take that and we want to figure out what the next you know, road is now before we come to the end of this one.
Yeah.
And so I think just consistency.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
It's the steadiness will, especially in what we're in right now, I think that steadiness will keep you pushing through what we need to push through.
Yeah.
Out of all of this, there's a skill set that's within you. Have you identified what that powerful skill set is to, that has contributed to your success?
I believe in myself. Mm. There's certainly times that I doubted myself, and you know, those are those battle scars. We make mistakes.
We gotta have them.
You gotta have them. I think if you make a mistake and it's based on the information you had at the time, and it was the best decision, but it still fell short, then you shouldn't feel bad about it. But you have to believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. No one else is going to believe in you if you do not. You know, you put your uniform on and you step on that field. I'm playing.
Yeah.
For, you know, all day.
Yeah.
Really doesn't ever turn off. I'm on the field and playing until I can't play anymore.
I love that, and it's so powerful.
Yeah.
And I think if there's a big takeaway from the whole conversation, in any conversation, that it is, we've got to believe in who we are, what we have to offer, our skill set, our ability, and if we don't, like you said, there's nobody else that's going to believe in us if we don't believe in ourselves.
Right.
So you might get some interaction from this, because I'm sure people will go, okay, so let me get really down into what he really did to make Upright go. So people might reach out to you. Where can they find you?
Joe.Martino@UprightCo.com.
And you're on LinkedIn.
I'm on LinkedIn. You can find me.
Anywhere.
Yeah, I'm not hiding.
I know you're not. I appreciate it. This was so much fun. I love the success story, not only here at Upright, but you. I've known you for a while, so I've kept an eye on you, and I know that you've done great things, and it's such a success here at Upright. And anything else that you want to add before we wrap it up?
No, you know, these are very interesting times, and I think if you're ever going to be at the top of your game, right now is the time to be at the top of your game.
It's funny because there's a quote that says, in adversity, champions are made.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's true.
It's true.
This is the time of what are you made of? And it's time to step up to the plate and show people what we're really made of, because we are in adversity. And we can all be champions when we come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to the Construction Influencer Podcast. Like it, share it, and subscribe. See you guys soon.